Hold on. I don't want to break in your car.
Oh, you're good.
How you doing, man?
Kind of hurting.
Car camper? I saw you car camping tonight?
Well, I kind of live in my car. I had hernia surgery Thursday.
Yeah, I saw you walking in, kind of moving kind of slow.
And my battery's dead.
Oh, no. Can I give you a jump?
You got a jumper cable.
I got a little jump unit.
That'll work.
Yeah, let me get my jumper unit. Hold on. Yeah, so I came over. I wanted to give you... I'm a traveling street preacher. I preach the gospel all over America. That's what I retired early to do. That's why we sold everything we own. This is our house. And we were just preaching at... where's the last place we preached? The Azalea Festival. Nope. The last place we preached was the Wild Chicken Festival. Have you heard of that?
No.
There's a Wild Chicken Festival in a town called Fitzgerald. It's a little town.
Oh,
so we street preach there. But we travel the country and we preach the gospel. We have a website, don'tperish.com, where we got thousands of resources for people for free. We don't take people's money. And we just encourage people to follow after the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. See, most of America... I'm a preacher in America, so I know America. Most of America has a church mindset and also has a selfish, I got my own Jesus I made up mindset. But most of them are not scouring the scriptures to really know who Christ is, what he did, and then, as a result of what he did, his death, burial, and resurrection, conforming your life through repentance to be made a new creation. And if you really are born again, I hear all these people in the street telling me, oh, I'm born again. But they live worldly. They live carnal. They don't pursue truth. They don't pursue righteousness. That's not the fruit of God's Spirit. The fruit of God's Spirit is you pursue all the things that are at His heart. His heart is truth and justice and righteousness and goodness and mercy and love and grace and holiness. Most people in America that call themselves Christians are pursuing the culture. They love sports. They love Netflix. They love entertainment. They love their flesh, their pride, their vanity. So we preach something that nobody preaches, but it's very, very biblical and it's very common. And that is to lose your life, to follow Christ. The fruit you're His via the gospel, it's on that card, is that you lose your life and seek the kingdom of God, which means you have to come out of this wicked culture. You got to come out of the Sunday church system. The Sunday church systems are part of the problem.
I think that's the reason why I have trouble finding
the church. Well, good. You're not going to find a biblical one because I don't know one anywhere.
Because you always find the people that go there are usually, and I hate to say, because you know, it's not my place to judge nobody. That's God's work there. But I hear them talk about people.
Yeah.
Around.
Yeah, gossip is definitely sinful. But when you talk about judgment, what's your first name?
Jesse,
I'm James. When you talk about judgment, we actually are supposed to judge. Ready? When the police pull you over, if you blew a stop sign, did he judge?
Yeah.
Okay. When you put a fork in your mouth rather than your eyeball, did you judge?
Yeah.
So we are to judge, but Jesus said to judge rightly. And what that means is, I don't look at you and say, you're not like me, you're going to hell no matter what. That's a judgment. What I can look at someone is say, listen, you're outside of God's will, you're outside of the biblical gospel, you're following the world or false religion. If you don't repent, because I care for your soul, and turn your life to the direction of God and His word and His ways and worship in spirit and truth, you're going to lose your soul. That's what the Bible says. That's a righteous judgment. That's a good judgment. Because if we don't judge, you know what's going to happen? We're going to wind up like 99.999% of the people in the world. Following our flesh, following the culture, following man-made religion, and we're not judging rightly. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I appreciate that you see through the Sunday church systems. You won't find a biblical church. If you do, a fully biblical church. If you find a fully biblical church, that's my wife. If you find a fully biblical church, you got my card. Email me, call me. I want to come visit it. We'll be their best workers. I don't think you're going to find it because... You know how you fill up a building in America? Not with the truth of God. Not with holiness and losing your life and denying yourself. You know how you fill up a building in America? Making people happy. Emotional music, coffee bars, kids programs, funny pastors that tell jokes like comedians. Oh, I love this place. You try to hold people to righteousness and truth and call them out of their sin, guess where they're heading for? The front door.
Well, that's like this past Sunday, I did go to a church. I wanted to see, you know.
Are you a believer?
I'm so strong. I was baptized in North Carolina before I came here.
Uh huh.
But I went to a church. They come pick me up. Pastor, actually, when I first had my surgery, he paid for me an extra night in the motel room. I just met him.
Uh-huh.
But I went to his church. He had a special speaker that he knew. And, you know, I liked a lot of what he said, but the only thing that bothered me was when he was talking about, you know, I don't get what I deserve. And when he said that, it threw me off because I thought, you know, you don't deserve anything. Anything you get is a blessing from God. And that's just how I look at it.
Yeah. We definitely, you know, the gospel is that Christ's perfect work, we need his perfect righteousness because you ruined yours, I ruined mine. And when we stand before God, we're guilty. So we need Christ's perfect righteousness. Here's the problem. Most everybody agrees with that in America. Here's the problem, Jesse. Most people say, well, because I sinned and I'm a sinner, I can't do anything. It's all on Jesus. He died for all my sin, so I'm going to go to heaven because of what Jesus did. And they live in sin. And they live in worldliness. That's the fruit they're not born of God. Because if you're born of God, you know that you've sinned. You know that Christ went and was beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised for you. And you know that because of his spirit living in you, that he desires you now honor him and live holy, live righteous, leave all your sin. And you know what that's going to cost you? It cost my wife and I, our family, our grandchildren been taken from us. We had to give up our careers. We had to give up our worldly hobbies and pursuits. We had to give up dressing the way we like, talking the way we like, acting the way we like. Why? Because Jesus said, lose your life to find it in Matthew 10. Come seek the kingdom. Most people, they don't want to make Jesus their everything. They want to make Jesus a little icing on their worldly cake. And that just won't work.